Hey, Kim, while dictating on Rita Reed, R-E-E-D, date of birth is September 18th, 1933. I saw Mrs. Reed today for initial consultation regarding evaluation for possible impaired glucose tolerance or possible diagnosis of type 2 diabetes. The patient's, where the patient was told that she had impaired glucose tolerance a couple months ago from her rheumatologist, Dr. Clemens, in Winter Haven at the Bond Clinic. The patient also has hypothyroidism, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoporosis, and she is currently on chronic prednisone therapy for the rheumatoid arthritis. The patient is not currently on any diabetic medications. She does not have a meter. She denies any polyuria, polydipsia, or polyphagia. She denies any significant changes in her weight. She denies any blurry vision regarding her diet. She avoids soda. She avoids most red meat. She avoids any extra sugar in her diet. Regarding exercise, she exercises about 2 to 3 days per week. Has not had any formal diabetes education class. The patient has had a hysterectomy in the past. Plan number one for her type 2 diabetes. We will confirm this diagnosis by ordering a fasting comprehensive metabolic panel, current hemoglobin A1C, and I will also order other general labs, including a urinalysis and a urine microalbumin level. Number two, for her osteoporosis and arthritis, she is followed closely by Dr. Clemens in Winter Haven at the Bond Clinic. She is to continue to follow up with him on a regular basis. She obtains blood work for that office on a weekly basis. Number three, for her hypothyroidism, we will continue levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily and check a current thyroid function panel prior to her return. Number four, for her osteoporosis, again, she is followed by Dr. Clemens for this. She states that her last bone density scan was done last year. We will try to obtain the report from that study prior to her return. I will see the patient in 2 to 3 weeks for follow-up to review the results of the lab work. Thank you for allowing me to participate in your management.